Just breathing together now, settling in, sinking in. Allowing the breath to settle you in your body. Feeling the comforting solidity of your body, the embrace of the physical. Just for now, nothing to do, nowhere else to be or go. There is just you now. Just us together. Even when we talk about taking a rest, taking a break, honoring the body and slowing down, even in that state of being, there's still work going on. And especially now, there are pieces of information that need to be processed, yes, that are seemingly coming at us externally. But as per the rising in frequency and consciousness and light quotient on the planet in general, there is so, so much coming up. It's coming up in the collective, yes. And that which has a resonance with you is going to be coming up within you as well. Those resonant threads within you may or may not actually be yours. But it doesn't change the fact that the lived experience is that stuff is coming up. Now, as we have said before, that which is coming up at this point in your process, you can pretty much trust that it is coming up because you have become a flame of alchemy, of transmutation. And so what is arising is being cleansed. It is being up-leveled and purified and burned away. Transmuted or alchemized potentially into a higher vibrational or dimensional expression. And then there is the body. The dear body must then register that shift, often reconfigure, even if on minute levels. And so, as we have said before, when we say that there's less and less wiggle room for us the further we go down this path, so it is that even when it seems that we are attempting to rest, Create space, slow down. There are still ancestral patterns being cleansed. Timelines being jumped. Potentials that had been activated or catalyzed into expression within our bodies, perhaps, that were based on unconsciousness or a lower vibrational set point, a choice that was made. These are being, let's use the word, corrected, realigned, recalibrated. Oh, I promise you, Master, right down to the cellular level. There is work going on, and this is why we continue to gently circle back to this idea, this affirmation, really, that it is the light that you are that is doing that work. It is the work that you have already done that maintains that beautiful glow of the slow burn, like coals. Whatever arises, there is the capacity within you that you have already cultivated to transmute them. And then, hallelujah, we have this group, this beautiful group energy, this supportive group energy, and this group is yet just one nodal point in an even greater grid of beings of light and consciousness, of mastery and purity. And there has been a lot that we have been responding to. That would be the best case scenario. We responding to it rather than reacting to it. But perhaps that has happened too in these last couple of years. There is a lot that we have been responding to, doing our best to navigate. And we've been up-leveling thereby. But now what is coming through so, so powerfully now for us is this. Master, it is time for us to begin to create. To begin to create like the creator beings that we are. Like the masters of light that we are, and not simply be in response mode or activation or react mode, but rather to consciously create and to spend more time in a shifted state of being, such that we can access the frequency of what we wish to create. There are many different ideas and understandings and formulas really out there about how to create. And some of them were formulas, a lot of them were formulas that arose from within the third, fourth dimensional perception and understanding. And so these were the secret type manifestation flows and practices. And this is not a talk right now about the minutiae or the machinations of how to manifest. That is a bit of an old energy paradigm. And you see how quickly we are moving and how rapidly we are ascending. When we say an old energy paradigm, that was just, a few years ago. Perhaps the main thing to remember right now, in simplest terms, create the feeling state that matches or even comes close to what it is that we're wanting to create. So the message for now, for us, for this group, for the beloved masters that are listening to this now, in whatever time you're listening to this, the message is to take more time away from simply the immediacy of navigating what is getting thrown at us right now. That is necessary and will be so probably for a few years to come. This is the bridging time. We need to spend more time leaning into, relaxing into the vibrational pool, the frequential pattern of that which we wish to create. And in this way, we are, yes, both placing more energy, more attention on the life, the new earth that we are wishing to become a vibrational match to. We're not necessarily creating it so much as vibrating ourselves up into harmony with that which already exists, if we're speaking in terms of the new earth. But in doing that, we are also unplugging a little bit more from the third and fourth dimensional matrix. That is, of necessity, it is breaking apart. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? And we are, in such extraordinary times, we are both living through the breakdown of that system, which for most of us was the whole world that we were born into, indoctrinated into, took on these mostly maladaptive skills in order to try to navigate through. It is the world that we knew. Many people think that that is the world, period. But we, masters of light, come forth from the realms of light. We are coded, we are seeded with the memory of light and flow and expansion and beauty and creativity and joy and togetherness, connection. And so now the message is, begin to step into that, begin to lean into that, lean back, lie back in that pool of energy, like plasma, like liquid light. And feel it. Time to spend more time creating. Yes, at times we need to place our attention on that which is arising, within the third, fourth dimensional bandwidths, i.e. our human lives. Absolutely. But you did not come to this planet from such a long, long way, drawn by love and the power, the powerful pull of your sweetheart. You did not come all of this way to live another human life on third dimensional Earth. You know that. We came for the ascension. We came for the upliftment of this planet, the anchoring of light codes that you hold within you. And so we knew that the unplugging from the human realms was going to be a part of this. Bless you for doing this. Bless you for saying yes. Bless you for the yes that arose from within your heart. Yes, I will come to this planet. Yes, I will assist. Remember the one who said yes. And is it really the highest and best use of that one's breadth of possibility and potential and light quotient to be spending so much time and attention spinning in the human realms and the information sandstorm that the human realms have become of late? Not really. Meaning it's not really the highest and best use of a master of light to spend even the majority of its time doing that. It's time to get dreaming, unabashedly, unapologetically. Dream time, not at night when you're asleep, but dream time. Let that be a swath of time when you are awake and conscious, purely conscious, fully conscious. Commanding the light that you are, it'll probably be much easier to do in nature, if that's possible. And that will help you to find that feeling state. Because remember, a feeling state combines the emotional, therefore the mental emotional, but that emotional state of being with a physical body. State of being. And all of that together creates a feeling state. And that is when, as we know, that is one of the most powerful components of manifesting, if we want to call it that. Creating, being the creator being, is you embody the, we'll say, the outcome. That feeling state becomes a state of being. For some, there are energy What is it? It might be energy techniques, processes. Tools that you've been using, and they've taken you. They've taken you so far. They have assisted you. But it's time now to move energy differently. And if that's the case, if this is ringing true for you, there's probably going to be a higher dimensional version or a higher vibrational version of that. Perhaps a healing tool, an affirmation, let's say. Even foods, supplements. Things that you're, pieces of information that you're taking into the body, that you're coding your cells with. There is a higher vibrational version of that now that you're needed because you're in that, perhaps a little bit stuck. Your progress is a little bit stuck, halted. You've plateaued perhaps. Very often we do circle back to this point as well, the importance of the body. And the body's ability to hold those feeling states, to even generate those feeling states in the first place. Because that also has to do with the light quotient. How much light, frequency, energy, from atomic and subatomic standpoint, it is almost quite literally about the spin of the atomic particles in the cells, the rate of spin, that is vibration. Can the body's cells hold the increased vibration? If we are scattered and incoherent in our thoughts, therefore, very often it follows the emotions and the feeling state in the body then follows closely behind. Then, if we are scattered, the quantum field doesn't quite know, let's just make it simple and say, the quantum field doesn't quite know how to arrange itself for us. Start to get focused. And then as a group, we will get more focused. I can feel that this is going to be something that we're going to work with more and more, and in person as well very soon. Working in a more focused manner toward the creation so that the quantum field knows how to organize itself for us. And then we will increasingly have more the lived experience of that which we were mere months, let's say, before attempting to create. when more and more and more of us join together, holding those coherent patterns, i.e. that feeling state, and we generate it, commit to it, indulge in it, dream time, fully conscious dream time as a master creator of light, then we will experience it more and more as our lived reality. That is our next step. We've got to start creating the timeline outcome that we are wanting, rather than reacting and responding and participating in, to whatever degree, the breakdown of the old. It's time to start creating, Master. Oh my, what incredible times we are living in. Now, go forth. Breathe and dream and create like the master of light that you are. And we are all right there with you.